This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Just when I was wondering where the heck Stormy Daniels is, she pops up. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Stormy Daniels, adult film star, porn queen. The woman who sued Donald Trump and his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, says she's going to head to the border and offer some assistance to migrants. Now, wait a minute. I know it depends on who we're talking about here. Are we talking about teenage boys? Yeah, because Stormy can show them a thing or two. Or are we talking about the little boys and girls, the little children? Are we talking about them? Because Stormy might, I don't know, teach them how to put condoms on bananas. What could she possibly go down there to do? Twerk? Hey, Stormy, there's no pole dancing at the border in these detention centers. At least I don't believe so. Did you see the pictures? Did you guys see the pictures? Because I'm not sure. Maybe there is a poll. Maybe they're going to show some of Stormy's films while they're down there. I'm headed down in a week, Daniels tweeted on Thursday to a user asking her to help the children impacted by Donald Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policies. Don't worry. Just figuring out my best course of action to maximize my resources. Hey, Stormy, there's a lot of strip joints at the border. Just go right across into Mexico. There's a bunch of strip joints there. The problem is you might get paid in pesos. And they don't transfer back to American money too well. But hey, whatever's clever for you. Her lawyer, Michael Avenetti, he announced that he was representing whistleblowers within ICE, the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency. Talk about orchestrating together. You want to know why? Because they're making no progress in their so-called lawsuit against Trump. None. Just the other day, people were asking, where's Stormy? What's going on with Stormy? She had a tour. She was going across the country, the Make America, porn tour. I mean, it was something like that. I'm not even joking. Her claim to fame was she'd go hit the Larry Flint hustler bars and people would go watch the cellulite act of Stormy Daniels. Now, for those women who have cellulite, most do, I ain't mad at you. But if you're going to purport yourself as, you know, some hot sex kitten, you can't be up there dancing with all that. Go get some liposuction or something, girl. Come on now. But yeah, she went across country. While I was in St. Louis doing some work, I saw the truck, and she was over in not Sauget, but across the river in East St. Louis, Illinois, which, by the way, if you know anything about East St. Louis, you know that's exactly where Stormy needed to be. And she was at a Larry Flint strip club, and she was gonna, it was like the woman who had sex with the president asterisk. I talked about it on the show, and they had an asterisk supposed, and then it said down there, those are the accusations. Because I said, man, Trump's going to eat these people alive. He's going to own Larry Flint. But they put an asterisk. They said, we don't know for sure, but maybe. So nothing's going to come of that. So they got to figure out something else. They need a new angle. And so they probably, don't be surprised if the Democrats went, hey, Stormy Daniels, I'm not going to tell you guys what to do, but go get involved with the children who are stuck at the border, by the way, who were stuck in worse circumstances during the time of Obama than they are with Trump. And in light of Trump saying, no, keep the parents with them. I don't care. Keep them with them. They just still, we have a zero tolerance policy. And then what about Jennifer Lopez? Did you see what she did? She tweeted a picture, a 2014 picture of a girl in Iraq across in a detention center, but it was in Iraq, and she tried to associate it with Donald Trump, and people called her out and said, hey, J-Lo, you do know this was Iraq under Obama, right? Ooh-ooh, oopsie oops. Man, leftists, entertainers, stick to what you know. God. And so back to Avenatti. We are now representing whistleblowers within ICE, outside contractors, etc. They reached out to us to provide us with info as to what is really going on. What's really going on in those detention centers? Well, I can't wait for Stormy Daniels and Michael Avenatti to let us know, because those investigative reporters certainly have broken all the big stories. These leftists, man, I'm telling you, they have pushed us. They push and push and push and push, and they get nowhere. They don't understand we no longer care about them. What did Melania's jacket say that she wore in Texas? I don't really give a crap about y'all. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing, but that was essentially it. Like, I don't care. Say what you want. I'm badder than you. And she is. The Trumps, I'm going to tell you. You want to talk about the brand of the Trump. When this is all said and done, it will be golden. It already kind of is. It's going to be even better. I can't wait. In fact, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about optimism in America. We're going to talk about highs that we haven't seen in over a decade based on everything Trump is doing. And I want you to understand, I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times and 1,000 times more after that. Even with everything that the left is doing to attack Donald Trump, he's still winning. That's what they have to deal with every single day, even on this immigration. He's winning. The majority of Americans don't want interlopers. They don't want people who've come over here and expect to get more. If you came over here and you said, listen, we really don't want to be here. We are so desperate. There's nothing we can do. Will you please accept us? We would at least give us an opportunity to take pause. But when you come over here with your flag and you want to march and talk about, we own it anyway, you stole it from us, and you better take care of us, what are you doing? And you take our flag down, put yours above us at different high schools, and you tell us that you are entitled to the things that we work hard for, you get pushback. And Donald Trump, I'm telling you, I think Donald Trump has got the secret sauce. He understands the formula for this. DACA criminals, that's one of the things I want to talk about. Are all these people good? I played a clip earlier in the broadcast of a Mexican kid who gave the statistics, a comedian. He gave the statistics of Mexicans committing crimes. And also the age of consent in Mexico is 12 years old for a girl to determine if she wants to have sex with a man. 12 years old. Bet you didn't know. Unless you listen to
this. The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to know how crazy the discussion around immigration, particularly illegal immigration, has gotten? What's her last name? Kirsten something? Anyway, she's like the... it has to deal with all this immigration issues with Donald Trump's administration. Kirsten something like Nielsen. She's eating in a Mexican restaurant in New York. And she gets driven out of this restaurant. And here's what it is. It's a Mexican restaurant. And people said she's tone deaf because she dare eat at a Mexican restaurant while we're dealing with this issue. So if we were dealing with this issue with the Chinese restaurants would be off limits. If we were dealing with these restaurants with the Ethiopians, Ethiopian restaurants would be off limits. Is that what they want us to believe? The woman wanted to eat. She had a hankering for some good old Mexican fare, and instead of just letting her enjoy her meal, these bonehead leftists protested her, and all for what? To protect what? Glad you guys are here. It's Kevin Jackson. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Give us a call, 844-551-8255. This is ridiculous. You're protesting a woman for having a meal, and you accuse her of being tone deaf. Here's somebody else talking about this.
not working. Still ahead on Morning Joe, we'll have live reporting from the border. And as we go to break, activists heckled Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. She made the very tone-deaf, Ivanka-like decision to dine at a Mexican restaurant last night. DHS put out a statement saying the protesters, quote, share her concern with our current immigration laws that have created a crisis on the southern border. Again, it's not a law. It's the president's policy. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Mika Brzezinski. I honestly shake my head every time I hear this woman speak. I don't know how you get a job and be as dumb as she is. And I'm just going to put it out there. She ain't that hot. But Joe Scarborough, I don't know if he ever was a true Republican or a conservative, but he's nowhere near it. That's why I tell you, you find me a dude who's a staunch conservative and he marries a liberal woman and they stay together any length of time, they're going to eventually become what the liberal woman, what the woman is. It's the nature of the beast. Paul Ryan's a good example. He's a rhino. Will always be a rhino unless he divorces that leftist wife of his. And I'm not advocating for that. Go to each his own. Maybe that's why he's retiring. He's like, look, I'm whipped and that's the end of it. But Mika Brzezinski, she called that this Kirstjen, what's-her-face, Nielsen or whatever her name is, tone-deaf Ivanka-like. Wow. Look, I don't have to fight to stand up for these white women. They're accomplished. They're more accomplished than I am. But I can be outraged over it. That's just silly. And we're fighting for the right reasons. Mika Brzezinski she won't see a Mexican until the cabana boy, the pool boy, or the gardener shows up at her house. She won't even know what a Mexican looks like. Unbelievable. But that's where we have that type of mentality for these guys, and it gets worse. There was a lady who they were talking about immigration. She pulled the race card. We have that clip. Let's play that clip.
So we're at a standstill.
Unless
the Trump administration folds.
Correct. And it's also their choice. This is intentional cruelty. It's something that they are doing deliberately. They are making a choice to separate babies from their mothers. They are doing that as an inhumane policy because the people are brown. We also have to talk about the fact that this is a racist policy. If these children were white, we would not be doing this.
Yes.
2,000 kids, everybody.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You wonder why I want to end identity politics? You wonder why we fight so hard on this team to get that off the table? Because this girl wouldn't have anything to talk about. She believes that a policy in America is against brown people. Why? Because we don't have enough brown and blacks? We got plenty. Pretty soon, brown and black people of color will outnumber white folks. What would she say then? I'm going to give you a hint. It isn't going to matter. Until all white people are gone, brown and black folks will complain. That's how the left is. They don't care how. But the only way that white folks will ever gain any footing, if you will, in this country going forward is when you stop capitulating. When you stop allowing people to discriminate against you because of your color. When you fight back and say, I don't give a crap what color you are. If you're a loser, you're a loser, and you are not going to denigrate me because of how I happen to have been born. I haven't oppressed you. Listen to what she said. Ask what happened with this policy when brown and black people were in control of the government. The very same people that she will extol the virtues of have performed. In fact, Barack Obama did the identical thing that Trump did, except worse with Muslims. He's done exactly what Trump did with these kids, separating them from their parents for the right reasons, not like to say, let's break these families up, but putting them one in a juvie center, one in an adult center. Nobody complained at all about it, brown or black. And no matter how they slice it, everybody that is from Barack Obama to Hillary Clinton to Schiff to Schumer to Pelosi have all said we got to protect our borders. So what is she talking about? To let her get away with that is anti-American. Then do you think MSNBC was going to shut her down? No. Now let me tell you this. The people who were with her, they were kind of uncomfortable. They were like, Okay. That's why the girl ends up by saying, 2,000 kids. Nobody followed up on that because it sounded stupid and it is stupid. This country does not discriminate against any race, creed, religion, sex, you name it. We accept everybody. And every time somebody comes on and says something like that and we don't stand up and go, shut up, America's not like that. You are the racist because you would think that. To think that of this country makes you the racist. We are not like that. And we're not going to allow you to say that. But not a single person would say. That's why, honestly, I hate that I'm limited to Fox in that regard, because nobody's able to push back on these clowns over at these other mainstream media outlets. It's just an echo chamber of people saying the same thing. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You sure right. Yeah, yeah. What you just said. Yeah. They shouldn't even do an interview. They should just have one person and say, we've agreed and we're all going to snap, 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 snap. We collectively agree that this is the talking point that we're all going to say. I don't need to have four guests. I'm just going to have one. Tell us our thoughts. And that's the way it works. That's how leftism works. And you can get, the sad part is, no matter how much evidence you give them to the contrary, to say, look, you know that's idiotic. You can't possibly believe that. Oh, what are you saying? You don't believe that? Yeah, I don't believe it. Because number one, white people are not the number one group in the world. If we should be mad about something, there are over a billion Chinese, or over a billion Muslims that are of color. There's certainly a lot of Latinos. White people are way down the list. So what is it you got against them? Force them to come to grips with this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We're taking care of a lot of problems that should have been taken care of over the years. Well, one of the highest on the list is immigration, and we have to change our laws. We have to make them sensible.
Critics of the president are saying reuniting immigrant families with their children is taking too long. More than 1,800 children remain separated from their parents. In some cases, they are thousands of miles apart. Senator Bill Nelson says he's looking forward to welcoming Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar to a Senate hearing to discuss the immigration issue.
Sooner or later, this is going to come out. because folks like you all are going to keep asking the questions, and so are people like me. And eventually we're going to find out why these children were forcibly taken away from their parents.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
This was an article that I read, and here's the gist of it. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said that 805,000 manufacturing jobs had been created since Obama had been in office. And in fact, there had been a net loss of 303,000 manufacturing jobs since January of 2009. Now, here's another story. It talks about Donald Trump. So Barack Obama lost a net 303,000 manufacturing jobs since January of 2009. And of course, he lost most of those jobs in the beginning. And if you want to give him some credit, we had a gain in manufacturing jobs towards the end of his presidency mid last year. But then it trailed off. And of course, Barack Obama made the declaration to everybody that we were not going to be getting jobs back. And, you know, we were going to lose manufacturing jobs. Carrier people had to get used to the new norm. Well, when they released the employment figures on January the 5th, not quite a full year after Donald Trump had been in office, there had been a net gain of 196,000 jobs, manufacturing jobs. Now, keep in mind, in the last year of Obama's presidency, he lost 16,000 manufacturing jobs. So we were back on the manufacturing decline, and Donald Trump, in year one, gained 196,000 manufacturing jobs. Now, that number is much bigger because we're a few more months in since this report came in. So let me make this put this declaration. It's safe to say that in the first 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency, he will have created many, many more manufacturing jobs than Barack Obama did in 8 years. That's going to be the net of it. And there have been manufacturing gains every single month that Donald Trump's been in office. 25,000 manufacturing jobs that were in December for the month that I reported on the January 5th figures. That was for December. He added 25,000 then, which got the number up to 196. Now, 996,000. Now, as I said, it's well over 200,000 now. Certainly by the end of the year, Donald Trump will have eclipsed Barack Obama's 303,000 over 8 years. So at that rate, he'll quadruple the number of manufacturing jobs. And what is that all leading to? Manufacturers' optimism. Here's a report about that. In a stunning turnaround sparked by the improving economy and last December's tax cuts, over 95% of manufacturers are turned bullish about their future, an all-time record. Donald Trump just blew through a record. A new survey from the National Association of Manufacturers found that 95.1% of manufacturers have, quote, a positive outlook for their companies. Now, maybe they'll tell us what it was during the Obama time, but they said this is the highest outlook in the 20-year history of the company group's outlook survey. The report said the group comes on the six-month anniversary of the passage of the Tax Cuts and Job Act, and it reports that manufacturers are increasing wages, hiring, and making capital investments. This record optimism is no accident. It is fueled by the game-changing tax reform passed 6 months ago, said the president of the organization, Jay Timmons. In a statement, he added, "Last year, manufacturers promised that we would deliver for our people and our communities if tax reform became law. Congress and the president delivered, and now manufacturers are keeping our promise, hiring new workers, raising wages, improving benefits, buying equipment, and expanding right here in the United States. And the best part is, with manufacturers' record-setting confidence and plans to keep hiring and growing, more good news is to come." That's what happens when you have a leader who understands the economy, sets a goal for it, puts the interdependencies and the various, things that need to happen, defines the action items, and then makes it happen. And there's not a person on the planet who's got a brain who will not directly tie this to two things. One, the erasing of all this onerous legislation that was on all these different businesses. And two, the tax cut. And then the left says, well, it's not going to, feed the treasury. We had our biggest gain in the treasury ever. We had a surplus for the first time in a decade in the treasury. The first month after, or give or take, it was maybe 1 or 2 months after the tax cuts went in. That was the best month ever in the history of the country. We also cut the deficit. First time we've done it in ages. So these things work. Now, here's another thing that you're probably not aware of. The satisfaction of the direction of the country. And we're not talking about these things because we need to know that Stormy Daniels is headed to the border. Yeah, she's going down there to help those little Mexican children because they need help. Yeah, she's got to show these kids that there's hope in this country. And who better than Stormy Daniels and her attorney who claims to have some ICE people that want to blow the whistle on what's happening down there? Why do you need to blow the whistle? They just had every leftist news machine go down there and go, it's horrible, it's horrible. Not a single one of these people have gone into the foster care system to look at what's going on with these 1,600 plus kids every year that die in that system. And the 1.6 million kids in America who are homeless. Have you seen them going to document that? Are they going under bridges to talk about them? Are they going into the den of iniquinism and the rape culture that's pervasive throughout, all this kind of stuff? No, of course not. What I call a den of iniquity. I'll get it right. My mind just flashed back on it and said, what did you say? Oh, man. Unbelievable. 12-year high on satisfaction with the direction of the country, folks. Are you aware of this? President Trump cracked another barrier. And like any of the other ones he's busted, he leaves the Obama legacy in its wake, drowning. Apparently, lots of people like the result of the Trump economy that I just mentioned before. Look, we're not all into manufacturing, but manufacturing drives the economy. It is a barometer of how good the economy is doing, because if you've got to make more shirts and shoes and, widgets and whatever it is that you make because people want it, It's a good barometer of the economy, as is savings accounts, investments, things like this. On if you were to have a graphic equalizer and you looked at, where all the little bars are, all the bars in the Trump administration are well above the zero line, with none of them below it. If you looked at it during the time of Obama, every one of those would be well below the zero bar, some of them so low that it's embarrassing. That would be the difference. From a graphic equalizer point of view, you could easily see the difference between Obama and Trump. And this is with Obama being propped up, with them loving this dude, everything he says. People like the Trump economy. They don't want to tell you that. 38% of Americans are satisfied with the way things are going in the United States today, similar to last month's 37% satisfaction rate.
been marking a numerical high since a 39% reading in September of 2005. Now, this reading is a little bit of a misnomer because they're telling you the highest it's ever been is, you know, like, you know, 39 or 40%, whatever it was. Well, that's your 100. You can start grading on the curve now. So here, let me just give you an example. The satisfaction rate, which Gallup has measured at least monthly since 2001, has now topped 35% three times this year, a level reached only three times in the previous 12 years. Once in 2006, once in 2009, and once in 2016. So during the time of Bush, it was reached one time, probably. You know, I wouldn't know why. I couldn't even speculate. In 2009, it was probably because of the election of Obama and what people thought. And in 2016, it was because people were glad that baby black Jesus was no longer there. That's why. So if you put this another way, Trump has achieved in 1 year what Bush and Obama achieved together in 12 years. But then there's more that this article suggests. It says, satisfaction with the nation is now back to a historical average of 37%, which was first measured in 1979, but far below the levels reached during the economic boom of the 80s and 90s. Here's what I'm going to tell you. The negative press have stopped that, but you can expect that this number, this satisfaction index, if you will reach record highs once the Democrats go down in flame and once Donald Trump is able to concentrate on this economy and you watch these other things kick in that we've been talking about for the better part of a year now, you're going to watch this number go through the roof. The first 100 days of Donald Trump have been nothing short of miraculous. And if you take out all the nonsense of the left, this number would already probably be in the 45-50%. Donald Trump would be blowing through whatever number Reagan had, whatever number Clinton had, and he'd be on his own trajectory. And the left know this. That's what scares them.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Things are getting so good in America, or in America, that millennials are leaving their parents' basements, leaving home, leaving the nest. I'm talking about these 26, 27, 28-year-olds that were too afraid to get out there on their own and go be somebody. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You want to get out? They now feel confident enough that the economy can sustain their lifestyles. They have mobility in jobs. Many of them were stuck, hated their jobs, didn't have any choice. How many people, do you know anybody in the past decade who said, man, I can't stand my job, but I don't dare do anything? They felt trapped, couldn't lip off. Not that you should lip off at the job. If you're unhappy, leave or go talk to your boss and say, hey, listen, I'd like more fulfillment, whatever. They couldn't do it. Bosses look at them like, there's 50 people lined up out here. Want your job? I mean, that's just a horrible way to feel. But it was true. People were lined up.
Anyway, millennials are leaving home. Here's a report. The number of 18 to 34-year-olds living with parents last year edged down from 2016. According to new data from CoStar Group, a commercial real estate information company in New York. Last year, 31.5% of that age cohort were living with mom and dad, down slightly from 32% in 2016. So half of a percent difference. While still higher than the long-term average of under 28%, it's a downward trend the firm expects to continue due to the strength of the job market and the overall economy. Now, Barack Obama would love to say, you're welcome, but he's got nothing to do with this. If a millennial was full of hope at any point in their little brain-dead lives, then it was during the time of Obama. And you know what? They were scared in a chihuahua about to pass a peach pit. Just shaking, scared to death to leave mom and dad because God forbid they have to go find a meal for themselves or make that mortgage payment or get off of mommy and daddy's, you know, car insurance or health insurance or whatever it may be. They stayed there. And if there was a time to make your point that Barack Obama was God, the Messiah, it was at that time. I don't know what the numbers were because I didn't look it up, but I know last year Trump knocked the number down. My suspicion is that number will go to all-time lows. They say under 28% is the norm, the average of under 28%. Don't be surprised that number drops down to like 25, 24%. Big number, big percentage drop. Anyway, he says this, Cohen says this, there are more individuals in that age cohort who are employed. We also could see some wage gains in that age range. Both of these things could help. Excellent points. So not only are these guys getting out, getting decent jobs, they have good prospects. Wage gains. And decent jobs, not jobs you don't like. And the ability to choose as well. Who knows? There may be a whole new, you know, thing of optimism going around here pretty soon. But not for everybody. Because I read this report, and this one's kind of interesting to me, and we're going to give this one a little bit more of a dissection. But Starbucks is closing 150 stores. Now, are you surprised to learn that Starbucks is closing 150 stores? I'm just curious. I'm not. I predicted that corporations who capitulate to the social justice agenda are going to suffer that fate. I constantly have this discussion with people about Google. In fact, I was with the National Black Chamber, and we talked about this, and I told them the companies that don't have to give a crap about the EEOC because they want perfection, they're the ones that are going to survive. Now, the writing for Starbucks has been on the wall for some time. When Howard Schultz bucked President Trump's travel order, that move signaled the beginning of the end, and here's why. Trump said, we're not going to be bringing in terrorists. And Schultz says, I'll hire the 10,000 or the 25,000 Muslims that come into the country through this refugee resettlement. I'll hire them. And that was outrageous to conservatives. It was even outrageous to some of the leftists. They know it. They won't admit it. But it's true. They were outraged. How dare you hire people from a refugee resettlement program during the time of Obama when we had jobs needed for people like crazy? So when he did that, Starbucks lost all kinds of brand gravitas. The numbers dropped so badly that Schultz quickly backtracked and said, you know what, we're going to hire 25,000 veterans, you know, because that's the way to recover, right, is you use the military. Oh, did I say terrorists? No, I didn't mean I was going to hire Muslim terrorists. I'm going to hire our veterans. I misspoke. Or you misheard. That's what the left uses. You misheard. When did Starbucks forget that it's a company who sells coffee? That's what I've asked of this. I've asked this question many times. I don't own any Starbucks stock. I've thought about it. just so I could go to the stockholders meeting. But I wouldn't own enough to make a difference. But it would at least get me in. And that would be the question I'd ask. When did you stop selling coffee? Or coffee paraphernalia? Because when you got away from that, you got away from your brand. And after watching that brand value drop over 20% and their sales get even worse, Starbucks found themselves begging for conservatives to come back. You guys, you may not remember, but I've been following Starbucks because I think they're a company that's doing so well, they're eventually going to doom themselves because they don't know what to do. They're too stupid. They're fat, dumb, and happy. And so they just keep putting their foot in their mouths. Well, they just announced, hey, we're going to close 150 stores in, and I love this part, some saturated U.S. markets. There's a lot of, let me tell you, go to New York, go to Chicago, Starbucks, I'm not even kidding about this, will have two coffee shops literally a block apart, one on one side of the street, one on the other side of the street. They don't even want you to cross the street, and both of them will be busy. They got saturated markets. But here's what they said in both U.S. They said our sales globally this quarter are going to miss Wall Street expectations. It sent the shares down 3% when they were trading the other day. So they're going to close 150 stores. They say the world's largest coffee chain has faced increasing competition from upscale coffee houses and fast food chains like McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts in recent years, missing analyst estimates for same-store sales in the U.S.-dominated America's region in five of the last six quarters. That's what you call a trend. Now, the company anticipates lower new net store growth in the U.S. for fiscal 2019, said it's going to take steps to address the rapidly changing consumer preferences by introducing new beverages, focusing on growing health and wellness trends. Hey, Starbucks, I have a suggestion. All you got to do is shut your fat mouths, sell coffee, put your competition out of business by, here's a good point, reducing the cost of your coffee, make it to where Dunkin' Donuts goes, shh, man, okay, we're done. Make it tough on these boutiques and get out of the social justice business. It says this, it seems fairly clear that the low-hanging fruit on causing everybody to get addicted to their Starbucks fantastic products is kind of in the rearview mirror, said the director of research, Tony Shearer at Smead Capital Management. At least in the Starbucks heavy markets, the people that are going to drink coffee are already drinking it. Starbucks said it expects global comparable store sales to rise 1% in the third quarter, below the 3% increase estimated by analysts. Schultz stepped away from the company in June, surprising investors at a time when the company has faced raft of worrying headlines. This Howard Schultz stepping aside was the best thing to happen to Starbucks, except they brought in CEO Kevin Johnson, who's no better. That's the problem. Here's what he said. While certain demand headwinds are transitory, and some of our cost increases are appropriate investments for the future, our recent performance does not reflect the potential of our exceptional brand and is not acceptable. So he's saying, we're losing money. I mean, we're losing market share. This is unacceptable. And yeah, it's but a little bit of cost increases. He's avoiding the elephant in the room, which is they need to keep their mouths shut. On the NFL, on social justice, make a delicious cup of coffee, and just gear it into marketing, and they would be fine. But they can't do that. So you're going to close 150 stores in its most densely populated market, but they won't tell you who's going to be impacted. I guess Ferguson may not get it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.